Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up. Ladies and gentlemen.
Desire and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Welcome to the catch-up. Sorry to just start this off on this note, but I'm just looking up at the TV. Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio and Margot Robbie are all doing a movie together.
Yeah, I saw the photos last night before I went to bed. Margot Robbie, first of all, an Aussie girl, killing it. To be surrounded by those two, she's already done one movie with Leo, now Brad Pitt as well. That essentially puts her on top of the world in terms of female actresses, doesn't it?
Fair to say, that's the best looking cast I've ever heard.
Like,
they're
too.
Three of the best looking people in the last century.
Oh, Leo.
Yeah, I mean, I don't actually see it as much, but most girls do.
I'm more of a Brad Pitt guy.
Are you?
Sorry, I meant Margot Robbie. She's the best. All three. They're all so hot.
Yeah, do you know what? I'll take them all too. Hey, today's catch up.
Speaking of, sorry, we're watching the TV as we do this. What's his name? Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus, yeah,
he's
my type.
Tell me he doesn't look like Brad Pitt with really long hair.
No, I'll pay that for sure.
Anyway, good visualization here on the catch up.
Yeah, today we talk to Pia Miranda from Survivor. She's going into the jungle. Jungle? Do you call it a jungle?
Yeah, an island. An actress from Looking for Alibrandi as well. Awesome girl. She's a Shep connection as well.
Yes. We speak about a skinned crocodile that was found really close to us, which is kind of unnerving.
Yeah, it is, because we're in Victoria and there's not meant to be crocodiles down here. So we are a little worried.
Yeah. And heaps of other stuff too. Gross things the kids do. That's it.
She's a comedian, guys. She's a bit full of herself, and we highlight that in the catch-up today. You know what? I'm going to do that next.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Yesterday, I went out for coffee with a mate, the Albanian crew. No, it was just Shane and I with the Gucci gang. And then we came back to work, logged into Facebook as I do, thinking that I've got plenty of work to do, and I got a notification that popped up. I'm like, oh, someone's written on my wall. Someone's liked my photo. How exciting. No, it wasn't any of those things. It was actually a lot more concerning. I got a notification that says Ellie Chaney has invited you to like Ellie Chaney. Ellie Chaney, my co-host here, Golden Valley, has created her own celebrity Facebook page.
Okay, all right, okay. That is not what it is. It is not a celebrity page by any stretch at all.
So you're so into yourself, no. Ellie. You're so vain that you decided to create an Ellie Chaney Facebook page, what, for people that are fans of yours?
No. I knew you'd do this. It's not for fans. It's just like...
What else is it for?
I'm stressing right now.
Well, you knew when you were making this that this would make you, and let's be honest, I'm proud to say that I'm the vain one out of the two of us.
Yes.
I'm the shallow one out of the two of us, yet I don't have a celebrity Facebook page.
It's not a celebrity page. Stop using that word. So in our job in radio, you'll notice a lot of radio shows around the country, the big, hard-hitting, high-paying jobs, are all people with massive social media followings. And I don't want to be someone with a massive social media following, but it turns out to get a job that pays more than 50 cents an hour, which is what we get here, you need to have a following.
About. I'm an entertainer and comedian.
I was a comedian.
Go on, tell us a joke. You know what? The only time you've ever been a comedian on this show is right now when this Facebook page popped up.
I'm not. It's no, Josiah, you get it more than anyone.
Goulburn Valley, do yourself a favour. Go to Facebook and type in Ellie Chaney. You'll see it pop up. Don't add her personal Facebook. Leave her alone. But add her celebrity profile. Show
it's
us
not
some
my celebrity.
Up. So what? Last night you did a video. This is what I am. Oh, I haven't seen this yet. What I imagine life will be like with my influencer career takes off.
Yeah, as a gag, and I'm taking the Mickey out of influencers in it.
I don't know. It looks like you think that you're an influencer. Now. So what? First step is you get your own Facebook page that you've called yourself a comedian. Then you've uploaded a video saying this is what happens when my influencer career takes off.
Okay, it's obviously a joke. Watch the video and you'll see.
All right, let's see how much of an influencer you are. How many likes have you got on this page?
Okay,
you are quite famous. You've got 200 likes.
All right. Whatever. Follow my Instagram and my Facebook page. I don't even care.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Right now, Ellie, I want you to see how smart you really are. And Goulburn Valley, if you're listening, play along this morning. This the world's shortest IQ test has come out. It's only three questions.
Oh.
Right? Only three questions, yet fewer than one in five people can actually answer all three of these correctly.
I'm scared. I'm going to make a fool of myself, aren't I?
So it's called the cognitive, can't even say the word, cognitive reflection test. So basically, it's what it wants to demonstrate is the difference between fast thought processes that occur with little conscious deliberation and those that are often slower and more reflective. So when I ask the questions, you have to answer it pretty quickly.
Okay.
You ready for this? Yes. It's only three questions. Golden Valley, see how you go this morning.
Okay.
A bat and a ball cost $1.10 in total.
Oh, not maths.
The bat costs a dollar more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
10 cents.
You are wrong.
What?
The correct answer is 5 cents this morning.
Ah, yep. Okay,
most
I get it.
Most people do guess 10 cents. So they say anyone that reflects on a moment would recognize the difference between a dollar and 10 cents is only 90 cents, not a dollar.
Yeah, right. Okay.
As the problem stipulates, Ellie.
Whatever. Cool. Whatever. I don't even care.
So far, your IQ is in the gutter. Question two this morning, though. Yep. I love this game. Feel like we're playing riddles. Meet me in the riddle again.
Okay.
If it takes 5 machines, 5 minutes to make 5 widgets.
Are these all maths questions?
How long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets? 5 machines, 5 minutes, 5 widgets. How long would it take for 100 machines to make 100 widgets?
100.
That is also incorrect.
No! 5 machines take 5 minutes to make 5. So technically, one machine takes 1 minute to make 1 thing.
The answer is 5 minutes, Eleanor. You're going for the logical answer. We're asking for the actual answer. You've got to differentiate the...
Say it again one more time.
5 machines, 5 minutes to make 5 widgets.
Yep.
How long would it take for 100 machines to make 100?
Oh, bugger. Yeah, okay.
Got her again. How do you feel?
I hate this
so you've
so
got
much.
Right, just, you've got 3 degrees next to your name,
know.
Right?
I said to you off air yesterday, God, my maths has gotten bad since I left school.
Just
can
so you
give
know,
me an English question?
We'll see what the next one is. But just so you know, this is every question in this quiz represents one of your degrees.
Yeah, right.
So far, you're down to 2. Let's see how you go with the last one here. Goblin Valley, how are you going this morning? Yeah, good? Yeah, me too. all right, there's a lake. Yep. In the lake, there is a patch of lily pads. Every day, that patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long would it take for the patch to cover half of the lake?
Oh, there's too many elements in that.
No, there's not.
I'm going to need you to give it to me again.
I'll make it simple. 48 days?
Yep.
For the patch to cover the whole lake?
Yep.
It only needs to cover half. So how many do you have?
Can you say the whole thing? Sorry.
In a lake, there's a patch of lily pads.
Yep.
Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long would it take for the patch to cover half? You can't think about it, Ellie. You've got to answer it straight away, the logical answer.
Look, I guess I'll go for 24, but it's going to be right, is it? It's going to be wrong. You know I don't what? Know.
In your defense, you gave the every answer that most people would say. No, because it doubles in every size, it would be 47 days, one day before, because then it keeps doubling.
This is the worst test ever. I hate it.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Guess what? It's been a long time, but finally we can say Survivor is back, baby.
And we both know you and I are two of Survivor's biggest fans. This show is unbelievable. All we want is an opportunity to be on it. Neither of us have had that, so we speak to people that have.
Yeah, exactly. One day, Josiah, we'll get there. Australian Survivor, it does kick off tonight on Win at 7:30. One of the champions is the one and only Pia Miranda from Looking for Ella Brandy fame. She joins us now. Morning, Pia.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show, my friend. Can
Thank
I just start off by saying we're very jealous of you.
Really?
We've both submitted audition tapes multiple times, and Survivor has not called us back. How did you do it?
A bit of luck, actually. I think they contacted me because I'd done an interview where I talked about what a massive Survivor fan I was, how I really wanted to play, and then they contacted me and said, okay, come play then. And I was like, no, I didn't really mean I wanted to play.
Great idea.
That's really interesting, Pia, because we talk about wanting to be on Survivor all the time in interviews on this show, and yet we haven't got a call-up yet. It's bizarre.
Yeah. You should.
Yeah, but the difference is we're not champions or contenders.
Yeah.
So I don't think we're ever going to get the call until we get good at our jobs. Pia, you've got a connection to Shep, though. Your old man's from here, isn't he?
He is. When my dad migrated, he moved to Shepparton. He went to Shepparton Tech.
Yeah, right.
His family had a tomato farm out there.
Nice.
So, yeah, he spent most of his childhood in Shepparton. I think he left when he was about 15.
Because you are Italian background as well. So,
I am.
Do you get up here much at all? Do you still have friends or family? Or
I used to. One of my girlfriends went to the uni up there, so I did go up and have a few fun nights out there. So, yeah, I love Shepparton. It's a great place.
Oh, how good. Now, okay, so you're heading into the jungle tonight. Before going in, what were you most concerned about? Were you most concerned about the physical side of the game of Survivor, or more like the emotional backstabbing and all the kind of psychological stuff?
I think the rain was really scary for me. Like, you know, I've seen a few seasons where they've had days and days of rain.
Mm.
And then jumping from heights was my big one, actually.
Right.
So I did a lot of jumping from high diving boards because I really, really don't like heights.
Really? You went and, like, trained for it?
Yeah, I did.
Awesome.
It was that bad. Like, and so I had a great trainer who took me down to MSAC, and we jumped and jumped and kept going higher and higher. So that was sort of, that were my two big things. But I really don't like being cold, which is surprising that I didn't pack enough warm clothes.
As a Survivor fan, I feel like you'd come away thinking that was the best experience of my life or the worst. How was it for you?
I think both, actually. Definitely, you know, I've had my lowest lows and the highest highs. So it's definitely the best and the worst experience I've ever had in my life. You do come back with a little bit of a sort of trauma, but you also come back in like so thankful that you went and played because it's a once in a lifetime experience, and it was really amazing.
Yeah, right. When you said you didn't pack enough clothes, just going back to that,
yeah,
what exactly do you get to take with you? Because I always see them in the same outfits, like the contestants for the whole 40 days or whatever. What do you get to take?
Like five items.
Really?
Yeah.
All up? Does that include underwear and stuff?
Yeah. that counts as one, but yeah, you really don't get to take a lot. And I thought it was going to be hot.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Oh.
Five items.
Yeah. I'd be freeballing it. You just have to.
People did. I'm not
going to
lie.
Pia might have struggled with that a bit.
I know you can't say too much, Pia, but are there any champions that absolutely made your skin crawl?
not really.
It's a heavy thing to say about another person.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are a lot of sports people out there, and, you know, it's not really my crowd, so it was definitely an adjustment. I definitely had to sort of change myself a little bit when I got there because I realised that my tribe was three-quarter very successful sports people. I don't sort of hang out with sports people a lot, and sports people are very confident.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, as we actors were a little more self-deprecating and, you know, a little more insecure. So it was definitely an adjustment for me day one, just realising that, you know, I better fit in or they're going to eat me alive.
Yeah, fair enough. Good for the challenges, though, having sports people on your team.
Yeah, definitely. It was.
All right, cool.
Ellie's a diehard looking for Ella Brandy fan. I just can see her. She's, like, itching to ask a question about the movie.
Yeah, so what was that, 99, looking for Ella Brandy came out?
2000, actually.
2000, right.
Yeah, 2000 it came out.
Does it feel like
it now? I think it's 20-year anniversary next year.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I remember that was my favourite book growing up, and then I had to study it at school and stuff. So you're kind of part of my childhood, Pia.
Oh, sweet. Hope you got a good mark.
Yeah, of course I did.
A+. Really great. She's a bit of a nerd. She's got 3 uni degrees, and she's here on the here talking radio now. So it didn't really work out too well, but we live another day, Pia.
We do. All right. Well, Pia Miranda, we are very much looking forward to watching you on this season of Australian Survivor. Tonight, 7:30, it does premiere on WIN. Thanks so much for coming on our show this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck.
See you, Pia.
Bye.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Right now, I guess it's advice time between you and me, Josiah. It's when we discuss some issues and ask each other our thoughts on it.
And I always, when you come to me advice, welcome you or invite you into the shower. You can choose to step in. You don't have to, but it is where I'm at my most creative and it is where my thoughts are free-flowing. So if you want the best out of me, I'm inviting you to step into the shower.
Fine. All right. Go on. Turn it on.
Good. Okay.
So I was on the phone to my boyfriend.
Oh, you got to step in first.
Oh, okay.
I'm in here
Sorry.
On my own.
Sorry.
Come on, I've turned it on.
I mean, did you bring the palm olive today?
I did. Okay, I knew it's your favourite.
Thanks. Berry flavour?
Yeah.
Cool.
Some on your lower back.
Okay, no, you don't need to put it on. That's fine. So I was on the phone to my boyfriend last night. I mentioned that I do have a boyfriend before this gets, you know, if it's a first-time listener, being like, what's the relationship between these two? Anyway, I'm doing long distance with him. He's over in Perth. And we talk on the phone every day, right? And we've been going out for about 18 months now. So it still should be relatively fresh.
Relatively.
Yeah. You know, like, yes, honeymoon period's over, but you still should be excited to talk to each other, right? Well, we hadn't spoken all day. Finally get a hold of him at like 9 o'clock at night, and we're having a chat, and he's obviously absent from the conversation. You can tell he's not really invested in it.
What do you mean? Like he's looking at another girl or something?
No, he's just tired, like can't be bothered. Been on the phone all day for work, couldn't really be bothered.
So that's the time to hang up the phone.
Well, that's what you think, but I was keen to talk. And so I'm trying to make conversation. And you know me, I'm pretty good at making conversations.
I mean, you do it for a living, yeah.
Exactly, it's my job. But things went silent for, you know, maybe 10 seconds. And I just came out with, I bought some cashew nuts today. And he just goes, what? What?
Why do I care?
I was like, no, but like I never buy nuts, you know? It's a big thing for me to buy nuts. I wanted to make a chicken and cashew nut. And then I proceeded to run through every single thing that I'd bought at Coles in the day.
And you're wondering why he wanted to get off the phone? I'll tell you right now, it's because of your conversation. Maybe find something interesting to talk about. And if you have run out of conversation, maybe it's time to either end the relationship.
Whoa!
Maybe. Or secondly, maybe you need to spice it up.
How do you suggest I spice it up?
Well, we're in the shower. Let me show you.
Okay, hold on.
No, I'm not going to show you. We can't do that. Especially live on the radio.
Okay.
Should turn that shower off before things start to heat up too much. No, get it back on. Oh, okay. My thoughts are going. I'm thinking about spicing things up. That'll help you out, Ellie.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's 2019. You could try something like send him flowers.
Yeah. Okay, but I feel like that's not going to stimulate much conversation between us.
What if... You know, guys love a girl that can cook.
Yeah, I can't cook for him. He's on the other side of the country.
Yeah, but I'm thinking you could FaceTime him while cooking.
Nah, he doesn't like that. I've tried. Oh, trust me.
I've gone from 2019 formula to 1950s formula. Where do you want to meet me, Ellie? You've got to find somewhere in between and make it work for you.
I don't know. I mean, I've started running through my shopping list. Maybe next I run through like my workout regime or something.
Yeah,
you
or
know?
Maybe what's in your wardrobe.
Oh, as in, I bought some new lingerie today.
Well, I wasn't thinking that, but sure, that would work. If that gets his attention, I think he would care more about what's in your underwear drawer.
Hey, my chicken and cashew nuts were very impressive.
Get up with
Desire and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
How's this? A 6-foot crocodile has been found near Barham over the weekend. It's just come out yesterday. A guy the name of Brent Lodge. Lodgy. He's from Barham. He now lives up on the Gold Coast, but he came back to see the fam, went fishing with his dad over the weekend, and then on Sunday, he couldn't believe how much rubbish there was, so he decides to head back out on the boat on his own and collect some rubbish.
Good on him.
As he's picking up some of the rubbish, he notices a weird reptile-looking thing. Mm. He's like, what's this? He thought it was like a floating cod. It was dead, by the way. And then sees it's got a tail, thinks, what's a goanna doing? And then pulls it out by its tail, sees it's a fresh water crocodile.
This is unbelievable. And not only is it a freshwater crocodile, but it's missing its skin.
Yeah, so it's been skinned. The whole body, besides its legs, tail and face, which is so sad. It's actually quite disturbing to look at the photo.
Very disturbing.
So before you Google it, do have a warning. Viewers, warning discretion there. That's for sure, because it made me feel quite sick. So someone has found it. There were a lot of rumours. So a freshwater crocodile got stolen from a zoo in Canberra. Reptile zoo, and it was exact same size and everything, but the owner, I looked overnight, of the zoo, he's come out and said it's not the same crocodile. It's microchipped and that's not it.
How do you steal a crocodile?
Yeah, there's footage of it. I watched it. It's unbelievable. I'll show you in the next song. It's crazy.
The crocodile's alive?
Yeah, he stole it alive. It was in the tank. He's took the whole tank.
I mean...
And he stole two snakes as well in a bag.
Of all of the animals that you could steal from a zoo, why would you go for the crocodiles and the snakes? Like, go for the fairy meerkats.
What's
crazy? Go for an otter.
What's crazy about this is it is a freshwater and people are like, it can't be living there. But people don't know how it got there or where it came from. It had a hook in its mouth. You can see it on Lodgy's Instagram. And so they don't know how it got down to the Murray because it can't survive. So it's not like it floated down a couple of freshwater streams from the Northern Territory all the way. It's impossible.
So someone's dumped it.
Someone's put it in there, yeah, because it's got a hook in its mouth, so it's been caught. So someone's obviously caught it up north somewhere.
How do you...
Brought it all the way down, skinned it, and then put it in the Murray. It's disgusting.
It's a long way to travel with a dead crocodile in the back of your car.
Well, hopefully, watch this space. They'll reveal more details to us as time goes on, but they are investigating. And I have messaged Lodgie, the guy that found it.
Mm.
He's looking like he's going to be coming on the show just after 8 this morning to tell us more details.
All right. Hopefully, he can clear things up.
Yeah, but we do want to talk about what have you found in the Murray, because I tell you what, a crocodile isn't the only thing. And there are many listeners right now who live along the Murray, or you may live along the Goulburn Valley as well. You could be, you know, in Shep. You could be down in Arcadia. I was in Arcadia yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little beach that I often go to get away from things, Ellie. It's my little escape place.
Okay, to get away from me.
And yeah, to get away,
from doing work.
Yeah, that too.
Is that where you go at 9 o'clock every day?
I was going to say it was 9:05 yesterday. And this is, I know that we're on the animal theme here, but there was like a burnt alive, I don't want to say cat.
Oh, Josiah.
But it looked like that. Someone had been a cook up and they'd had, there was a cow's head there as well. I'm like, what is going on? There's some weird things you find in the river.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't just like a oddly shaped tree trunk or something?
No,
that was
I'll
floating?
Show you a photo.
I don't want to see a photo. No, thanks. I've already seen the crocodile. It's enough
probably,
for me.
I should probably report that.
Yeah, you probably should. but hey, what have you found in the river, the Goulburn or the Murray or wherever you've been?
Maybe you found a body.
Oh, can we? Or maybe you found like a cute little duckling or something. Can we make it a bit more happy as well?
What? No, everyone sees cute ducklings in the river. Let's get intense here. What about when we were in Echuca?
Yeah.
They tell us, and I don't know if this is a rumour or not, because the river is New South Wales property, if a dead body floats onto the bank on Victorian side there, mm-hmm. There's rumours that the police just push it back into the water, so it's New South Wales police's problem.
Just rumours, though.
Rumours.
Just an old wives' tale,
Maybe you've seen a body this morning.
13, 12, 16, we want to know what you found in the mirror. And hey, today and every day this week, what did I just say? In the mirror? Did I just say what we found in the mirror?
If you're Michael Jackson, you're looking for a man in the mirror. River, guys. River. We haven't had much sleep, have we?
You know what
we?
I found in the mirror this morning? A legend. Yeah. A bloody legend. We do have a $100 instant scratch it pack up for grabs for the caller of the day. So if you call now and get through, you'll go in the running. How good's that? With the story. So give us a call. Let's go to Jackie in Kyala. Jackie, what's the weirdest thing you found?
A bongo drum randomly fell out of the back of a van while I was driving down Mount Buffalo.
Not something you'd expect to see up on the mountain. When was this? In winter or was it in summer?
It was last spring.
Yeah, right. So, how big are we talking was the bongo drum?
Well, it weighs about 20 kilos.
Oh, wow.
And we did actually chase the guy back up the hill for about 5Ks, hanging onto this bongo drum at the window, trying to show him that he'd lost it. But he must have thought we were chasing him because he just kept going faster and faster, and it got to the point where we had to slow down. And we still have the bongo drum to this day. It's a little coffee table in our house.
I was going to say, when you have a couple of drinks on a Saturday.
Golden Valley?
Oh, no, please don't. I want to keep it.
Yeah, you snooze, you lose. All right, thanks for your call, Jackie.
Beautiful, thanks.
No worries at all. We've got the best message. One of the best messages I've ever had, I reckon, on the Hit GV account from Paul. He's just written, swimming in the Murray at Toke last year and something touched my back. It was a six-pack of UDL cans attached to a kid's floaty. Yes. Someone was having a bit of fun on the Murray that day.
Oh, somebody's floating down, lost their floaty.
Yeah.
Six-pack of UDLs later, Paulie, enjoy.
I wonder if they were full or not. Full UDLs.
Oh, they'd have to be.
Yeah, yum. Passion fruit.
Devastated if they're not.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, let's do Turn It Around. Oh, yeah.
Feeling fragile today, Josiah, so tread carefully.
Yeah, we know that girls like to turn things around and turn them into an argument, so I throw a few statements at Ellie, and she does a great job at it most weeks, so you reckon you're going to really fire up today?
Yep. It's a skill that I've hidden for most of my radio career, but now I'm just bringing it out.
Well, I'm just going to kick it off with an email that came out on Friday about our studio being a mess.
Oh, okay. I knew you were going to bring this up. Okay, because the email was sent to you and me saying, hey guys, you got to clean your studio. And then we get it on Monday and you say, oh yeah, that one was directed at you. No, it wasn't. I'm not the sloppy one. You're the one who leaves your dishes around here all the time.
I mean, if you look at your side of the desk and you look at mine, it'd say a different story.
Hey, being a hoarder is not being messy.
What did you say the other day? Everything has meaning to it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's such a hoarder comment.
I don't want to throw away a comp sheet from 2 years ago, you know? Like, I need it. What if it comes back?
Ellie, you should see Ellie's house. There's like alleys of like rubbish that you have to wade through to get to work every day.
Yeah, I've got a stack of pizza boxes in the corner.
It's very topical. It's breaking news this morning. How's this, Ellie? Boris Johnson just got elected PM of England.
Okay, so now we've got another Donald Trump on our hands. So now our show is pretty much going to be filled every day with Donkey of the Day quotes because we've got Trump, we got Brexit stuff, we got Boris Johnson being the leader of it all. What has a girl got to do to get a sane political leader in this world? I mean, I don't actually know a lot about Boris Johnson, so that's probably pretty mean of me.
But. Oh, he's got similar hair to Trump. Yeah. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, true.
Policies could be very different.
Yeah, who knows?
We don't know the details.
We're judging him.
Ellie, I just want the listeners to know, you've got a water bottle here in the studio, but it's a normal water bottle, but the water is yellow.
Yes, okay, because sometimes I like to do what they call the urine diet. No, I'm kidding.
It looks like your wee.
It's my green tea, bro. I'm getting sick. I need some probiotics. I need some vitamins in me, so just let me have it.
Wait, so you're saying that yellow wee water is green tea?
Yes, I am saying that, Josiah.
Shouldn't it be green? You know what, Ellie? You remind me of a Chinese swimmer.
Oh. Wow. I'm not, you know what? I'm not even going to warrant that with a response. Also, just because one Chinese swimmer is a drug cheat doesn't mean all of them are.
Oh, it does.
So I'm going to say thanks, Josiah, for calling me a really fit athlete. I'll take it.
Yeah, you've got massive lats as well.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, I want to talk about something that's been doing the rounds on the internet over the last day or two. And that is the fact, congratulations, firstly, to New Zealand for winning the World Cup in netball. Against Australia.
No way, bro.
Yeah, good job. Good job, Bruce. Anyway, one of the players was being interviewed. Her name's Casey Kapua. I thought I had the wrong name there. Casey was being interviewed, Kapua, who plays for the New Zealand team, about the victory after the game. And while she was being interviewed, she was carrying her beautiful daughter, whose name is Maya. And Maya starts to lick Casey's neck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because, like, Casey's dripping in sweat, right? And Maya, who's, I think, 3 years old.
You talking like a dog lick?
Like, legitimate dog lick. Like,
yuck.
While she's being interviewed on television, this is how it went down.
She's almost a little bit of a miracle worker.
She's outstanding.
Do you like the taste of the sweat? A word on the lips.
Yeah, no, Nolene is amazing. She knows what she wants and how she wants to do it.
So she just keeps on going on.
Sounds like my roommate Morgan.
She's literally licking her neck. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
I mean, in her daughter Maya's defense, have you ever had a big sweat after a big run and then licked yourself?
No.
Serious? I'm not a dog. You never licked your arm to see how you taste?
No.
Why not?
Have you?
Yeah, of course I have.
You lick yourself?
You lick the salt back in, right? And then you don't have to have Gatorade or a Powerade because you've got all the salts back in you.
It is 7:42. It's too early for this talk.
I mean, I don't do it regularly. I have done it before. I'm like, oh, yeah, it tastes quite salty today, don't I?
Yuck.
It's not that bad.
Would you lick someone else's sweat?
No, I wouldn't.
Would you lick someone's pit? Line. Would you lick your own pit?
No, I wouldn't. No, if I could, yeah, I mean, I would try. I wouldn't. I have no reason to, but if you made me, I would.
I can't believe you're a pit licker.
I wouldn't lick someone else's sweat. I draw the line at my own.
After I'm so glad you've drawn a line somewhere.
After my Shep United game on the weekend, scored a couple of goals, don't ask about it, I licked myself and I was like, yeah, you taste like victory, son.
Stop it. That's so disgusting.
You know what? You do taste like you just scored two goals. Well done, Josiah.
Yuck. I love how you just slipped in how many goals you scored as well. It was really necessary to the telling of that story. Hey, 13, 12, 16, I don't have kids, so I don't know. I don't really have many stories to contribute.
Well, I know a lot of dogs go and lick their owners after they've been for a run, or if they've got sweat as well, they like the taste.
Yeah, but dogs are dogs. Dogs lick themselves. You can't compare yourself to a dog.
The phones are lighting up.
13, 12, 16. Does your kid do something gross that you're willing to admit on the radio? For the best caller today, we do have a $100 instant scratch it pack to give away. So get involved. 13, 12, 16 is our number. When I was a kid, my brothers used to always make me do gross things because I have two older brothers. So growing up, I always like wanted to be part of the crew.
Like what?
One time they made me open mouth kiss the dog.
Oh, that's right. You told that story. Yeah. That's not
They'd locked me out and they said I couldn't come in unless I open mouth kissed the dog. So I did it. My first kiss was with a Kelpie.
Was he a good kisser though?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Long tongue, long tongue. 13, 12, 16 if you want to get involved this morning with the gross things that your kids do. Let's go to Ryan from Shet. Ryan, do your kids do something gross?
Yeah, well, I've actually got two. So I've got Sam and Jack. They pick their nose and they chase each other around the house and they like try and rub their boogers on each other.
Yeah. That's something I do.
And I'm like, look, I was like, when I grew up, my brother and I, we didn't do this sort of stuff. And then I think, we probably did, didn't we? I don't know.
Of course you did.
It kind of reminds me of when we went on road trips, Ryan, with my little sisters. I can blow spit bubbles, very famous for doing that on the show. I used to blow the spit bubbles and make it land on their legs. So very similar to booger.
The thing is, like, how do you kind of, like, you kind of laugh and then, you know, my wife is like smacking me, come up, hurry up. And I'm like, oh, no, I've got to try and tell them off. Like, yeah. Oh, I don't know.
You got to discipline them. It's a tough job.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with it, bud. Thanks for your call.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.